Simon Sadi Bey Sif Aleph. Kazayas Basar Shanovel Tachyera Shalcholav Roiseach. If a kazayas of meat falls into a pot of boiling milk, Toyim Ho'ive Kochavim Hakadera. So one can give the food to a non-Jew to taste. Im Omer Shiesh Batam Basar Asura. If he says that he could detect the taste of meat in the pot of milk, so then it's Asur. Vim Lav Muteris. But otherwise, if he says he cannot taste it, so then it is permitted. Afilu bepochas mishishim. Even if there isn't 60 times the milk, kenega that piece of meat that fell in. Va'isa chaticha asura. But that piece of meat would remain asur. Bemedvar mamurim bishakina v'haitziya chaticha kaidim shetiflait chalav. When is this? That's only if you're able to remove the piece of meat before it started to be poilet milk. Koidim shetifle chalav shabala. Before it starts to be poilet, the milk that it absorbed. Tainu koidim shetanua chayayar mirisicha. Which means before the pot stopped boiling. Avalim loy hispik lesalka shetucha lifleita chalav shabala. However, if you were not fast enough, you could not remove the meat before it started to be poilet, meaning if it already began to cool at some point, the fire was turned down or something, and the milk stopped boiling, then afal pi shetamo yevikochavim, even if a non-Jew were to taste it, vein boitam klal, and it have no taste of meat in the milk, you do not detect any meat in the milk, aser elam ken yesh bo shishim. Still, nevertheless, the milk would be aser unless the milk is shishim times the piece of meat. Okay, so let's explain a little bit what's going on over here. The Gemara says that if you have a piece of meat that falls into milk, so long as the milk is boiling, the meat will absorb milk, but it will not be poiled any milk. So that's the property, the special property that milk will have, as opposed to, the Ramban speaks out that this is something special to milk as opposed to water. Water has the property that it is poilet. That's why water is what we use for kashering. But other mashkim, such as milk, the Ramban says, has a different property. The milk is mavliya into the meat, in this case, but it is not poilet from the meat, unless it begins to cool down. Once the milk is no longer reisachas, then it can be poilet as well. In fact, there's different shitas in the Rishayim had understanding the Gemara, at what point does the meat start to be maflit? The Mechaber is Paskins, this is the Shitas Rambam, that it begins to be maflit once it finishes, once it cools down. However, Taisus brings another opinion as well that holds that it begins to be maflit when it finishes being mavliya. So for some amount of time, the meat is mavliya, and afterwards it begins to be maflit. Either way, we say that we're no longer bekiyim in all this chachma of knowing how long the meat is mavliya and the temperatures and knowing when it's maflit. And therefore, for practical purposes, even this mechaber is not really, it becomes not so practical because we always have to be mishayer b'shishim because we're not really bekiyim anymore in when the meat will be bileya and when it'll begin to be maflit. But medina de gemara, so long as the pot is boiling, the meat absorbs. Only once the milk begins to cool down, then the meat is going to be maflit milk. Now, what's the difference if it's bileya the milk or maflit the milk? Either way, it could be maflit itself. So tam from the basar could go into the meat. It's just the milk that was absorbed into the meat doesn't leave, but the tam of the meat itself can go into the milk right away. So therefore, right away, when the piece of meat falls into the milk, if it gives off tam into the milk, then the milk will be aser. The milk only becomes aser if it has tam of meat in it. The Ramah, which we're about to see, the Ramah says over here, Hagav ayin lekaman simit tzadiches teina nunaygim lismay chatim asay v'kochavim ubi de shishim b'chol inyan. The shita of the Ramah is that we always require shishim because we don't rely on timas kfela, but we don't rely on giving it to a non-Jew to taste. Even though medina de gemara, everyone agrees that's the gemara that you can give it to a non-Jew, and if he tells you that he doesn't taste the tam of the meat and the milk, so then we can assume that the meat was bottled in the milk. The Torah is only makbid on if the meat actually gives tam. So, but we say we're no longer either we're not bikim anymore and how to taste properly, or we don't know how to be mesiach lefitumai properly, or it's all sugi and tzadiches about how to do it. So the minig today is we no longer rely on timas kfela, but midin the gemara, so long as the meat does not give tam into the milk would be permitted. So that's fine, so long as the only isser we're dealing with over here is the isser of meat. So long as the milk isn't balua into the meat and does not come back out. So the only isser we have over here is an isser of meat. The meat, we can give it to a kfela, according to the mechaber, we give it to a kfela, and if he doesn't taste it, it's fine. The problem is going to be once the milk starts to come out of the meat. Now that milk that got absorbed into the meat is basar b'chalav midaraisa. That milk, once it comes back out, is going to be considered min b'minoy of the milk that was there from before. And now, how are we going to detect if that new milk, if that milk that got absorbed into the meat, if that came out or not? How do we know how much of it came out? How do we know if it gave tam into the milk? It won't help to give it to a kfela, because a kfela could only help you for min b'she'in aminai. He could tell you if he detects a different taste, but he can't tell you if the same taste, if which milk is in there, whether the milk that got absorbed into the meat came back out. It's impossible for a kfela to ever determine that. Therefore, you have no choice but to go with shishim at that point. Once the pot of milk begins to cool down and the milk will come back out of the meat, so now we have no choice but to go with shishim. So long as the milk is absorbed in and isn't coming out, so then we can give it to a kfela, because the only issue we have to deal with is the meat. Once the meat is poilet, the milk, now we have a second issue to deal with, the issue of milk. Milk and milk is min b'minai. There's no way to give that to a kfela anymore. Now we have to rely on shishim. It's mashma though from the mechaber here that the meat itself is for sure aser. The meat, right? The meat is aser. The only shaila is on the milk. Is the milk mutter? So the Prima Gadim explains, why is the meat aser? Why don't I give that to a kfela as well? Give the piece of meat to a kfela. If he doesn't taste any tam of milk in it, maybe the no milk got absorbed into the meat. Maybe it's fine. So he says no. He says when you drop a piece of meat into a pot of milk, we know for sure the piece of meat absorbed tam milk. Even if you give it to a kfela and he tells you that he didn't taste anything, so for sure he's making a mistake. That which the mechaber says you could trust the kfela, that's only in normal things and things that are possible, you know, things that are normal. He tells you whatever the story is. So okay, whatever the reason why he has namanas, even though normally the nakum doesn't have namanas, because it's here, it's vida legluye. Okay, so whatever the reasons are, we accept the word of the kfela. But that's only on something which is plausible. Something which is kemat impossible, that a piece of meat cooked in a pot of milk and doesn't get any time of milk in it, that we say we cannot believe such a thing, and therefore the piece of meat is vadei aser. Now the Chavis Das and others, they bring the Prima Gadim as well, they bring the Trumas Adeshin. The Trumas Adeshin explains why over here do we say that the milk will get absorbed into the meat, and the milk will become aser. Why don't we say all the milk is mekusher together, and there's always shishim in the milk keneged the meat, and even if the milk comes back out of the piece of meat, let the milk still be mutter. Why do we say that this milk that gets absorbed into the meat becomes a nevela, becomes iserdika milk? Why don't we compare it to a case where you have a pot, and it's a fleshig pot, and you cook milk in it, so long as there's enough milk to be mevatel the bliyas of meat that are inside that pot. Let's say, for instance, I know how much meat I cooked. I know I cooked a gazayas of meat in a pot once. That was all the meat that was ever cooked. And now I cook 60 gazayasim of milk. So we know that then is the milk will be mutter. Why don't we say, well, some of the milk got absorbed into the pot, will become nevela, just like by this meat, right? It'll become nevela, and now that milk will come back out and will lasser all the milk in the pot. So the Trumas Adeshin says that there's a very big difference. By a pot, we view all the bliyas everything that goes into the pot and out of the pot, it's all mekusha together. That's only by when we're dealing with a kederah. But when you deal with an oichel, so then by an oichel we say it's not shayach to be maflit all the bliyas out. That's the concept that's known as efshir l'soichta aser. You can't be soichet out a bliya from an oichel. You could be soichet out from a kli. That's the idea of hagala. Hagala means I could get everything out. So since you get everything out, it means all the pores are wide open. And therefore, everything that gets absorbed into the pot, everything that's inside the pot, it's all mitzurif together. We don't view it as a separate entity. It's not there's a bliya in the pot and then there's the milk that's inside that, right, and then there's the milk contained. But rather, no, all, the milk that's absorbed in the pot and the milk that's inside the pot are all attached. But when you have milk that gets absorbed into a piece of meat, or into any item for that matter, where we say, Efshel Soichtai Aser, where we say you can't get the bliya out. The bliya is stuck in there and it can't get out. So that bliya, once it can't get out, is considered detached from the rest of the milk. At that point, we say it'll become Chanan, it'll become Nas and Nevela, and it now becomes a new entity of Basar B'chalav. We can't use the rest of the milk to protect the milk that gets absorbed in the meat and say that there's shishim kineged the meat. No, the milk that gets absorbed into the meat is vade going to become aser. Therefore, when that milk comes back out, it's going to aser the rest of the milk that's in the pot. Except if you have shishim in the pot, if there's 60 times in the milk kineged the piece of meat, so then we say that there's enough to be mevatel whatever comes out of the meat, since the mice of the milk in the pot is 60 times the volume of that piece of meat, so whatever comes out will be bottle. In fact, the Pribu Gadim asks as a question. He brings it. In fact, others, Bach and others, they all ask the same question. That, well, if some of the milk goes into the meat, now I'm missing some milk from my pot. So why is it enough to have 60 times the piece of meat? I should really need more. I should need 61 times. I should need maybe 120 times. Maybe a kazayas of milk could get absorbed into this kazayas of meat. Now I need, and now I have two kazaysim, or so now I should need 120 times. So there are all types of questions over here. Why is it enough? Do we simply say if there's 60 in the milk, connected that one piece of meat? Yeah, that's connected the piece of meat. But once we're saying the piece of meat could absorb, so it could increase in size. So now maybe I need more milk to be mevatel it. So no, the Prima Gadim says, we don't know how much milk gets absorbed into the piece of meat. We don't know if the piece of meat will increase in size when this happens. We don't know. So, since we paskin that min b'minoi, the milk that gets absorbed, midaraisa is bottle min b'minoi. So, since it's bottle min b'minoi midaraisa, we're dealing here with chashas derabanan. Since derabanan didn't require in this case to be chashish more than shishim. So therefore, that's how the program explains. Therefore, as long as you have shishim in the pot, can't get the meat, even though anachanami, inevitably some of the milk is getting absorbed in, and that milk is going to come back out in aser, and there's meat coming out in aser, still they left it at 60. As long as there's 60 times the piece of meat, the rest of the milk is fine.